what happened this week, a public meeting, if I understand correctly. This is in regards to the widening of Arrington Road there in South Brazos County.
Yes, sir. Wanted to, it's been some time since we've communicated to neighborhood folks out there and wanted to take an opportunity to give them an update on where the county was on looking at our plan for improvements to Arrington Road.
And this was a meeting that was put together by who?
Our Road and Bridge Department. Brazos County Road and Bridge Department, and we had Gessner Engineering, who are the folks who were doing the engineering design.
Let's remind listeners the scope of what the plans are for this project.
Yes, the scope is improvements that the county wants to make to Arrington Road between the part where you exit the city on Arrington Road south, from about where the best marker is South Oaks Drive or where the Welburn Water Tower is, south down to just past where Harper's Ferry intersects Arrington Road.
And the plans to improve Arrington Road includes what?
To improve this, the drainage, we're going to widen it, basically going to go from a section that is currently about 60 feet to a right-of-way and, you know, open ditches in the pavement section to where it's going to be a better surface and it's going to be wider. The lanes are going to be wider on either side, just to improve the road itself.
Going to continue to be an asphalt surface?
Yes.
I don't recall whether there was any consideration given to making that a concrete surface or not.
Well, I think that there is, but the scope of the things that we do in the county is pretty much the standard county road cross-section is open ditch for drainage and a improved subsurface and then an asphalt top layer.
What sort of turnout at the meeting? And I'm guessing the majority, if not all, those who were watching and asking questions were those who are living in the area currently.
Yes, that's why we decided to have it at the Forest Ridge Elementary, because we thought it would be convenient. And the CSISD said, you know, allows us in the city to use their facilities. So there were probably about maybe 25, 30 people there. I didn't have an exact count.
Types of questions that were fielded by Road and Bridge and the engineering consultants?
What was going to be the scaling, when it was going to be taking place, what impacts, still some of the old discussions that we've had about impacts of getting Mesa Verde open, and hopefully that will take traffic entering and exiting Indian Lakes, where they have a direct access to a grade separation over Highway 6.
Well, let's continue that part of the conversation, because Arrington is just the latest in county road improvements in southern Brazos County. What's been completed? What's currently under construction?
The soon to be completed estimation is April for the connection of Mesa Verde from the top part of Indian Lakes to the bypass. And then Cherokee is at the southern end of Indian Lakes, and it would connect to the access road right there about where Santa's Wonderland is. And that would be the exit from the southern end of Indian Lakes. Now, the county is almost through with everything they want to do to the improvements on Cherokee, and then the connection of Cherokee to Indian Lakes on the south end of the subdivision is going to be up to the developer.
Any idea what the developer there is anticipating on their schedule?
I do not have a specific idea as far as timing goes on that.
Let's go back to Arrington then. When is the expected start and completion, weather permitting?
Well, waiting on a couple of variables. One thing is there's development along that stretch to where you have some multifamily that's being developed, and then there's going to be development in the Margraves tract. And the idea is let's not spend a lot of the county and citizens' taxpayers' money on making improvements and then have a large amount of construction traffic up and down Arrington Road putting a, damaging that surface. So it's going to be a lot of moving parts here. The ability to be able to coordinate when construction phasing is done and how it's going to go about, and then the appropriate time for the county to be able to get the longest life out of the dollars that we're making improvements on the northern part of Arrington Road there.
Which means
so a lot of moving parts, phasing, scheduling for projects that are happening in the area. Brazos County is about 37% complete with their engineering design, and the next step is to have all of that done and then be ready to look at the development that's going to be happening where Arrington Road would be used for construction traffic, and then to phase that to where we can make the most significant improvements for the dollars without having them being damaged by heavier construction traffic.
Well, on the design then, you mentioned 30% complete. What's the anticipated time frame of having at least the design complete?
Probably better question for the district engineer who is Prathana Banerjee or Gary Arnold, but probably sometime during this year, I think, in Gessner, I think we'll be through with all of the design part and be ready to, at the appropriate time to advertise the contract.
Have the developers of the subdivisions given any sort of idea when the bulk of their construction traffic might be done and over?
That's always a question. We try to keep in touch with them. There are meetings where we communicate with those developers and try to get our phasing and our scheduling correct, but those are always somewhat moving targets. Like I said, there's lots of moving pieces here. We're just trying to coordinate to get the best value for Brazos County.
And I'm not trying to nail down a specific or even maybe something within a particular quarter of a particular year, but are we still looking at 1, 2, 3, 5 years before the county even starts, before the county gives the go-ahead to start construction?
It will be a function of the development process going through planning and zoning with the city of College Station for the developers there. So we're just planning on having our design done and ready to say when the appropriate time comes to go ahead and bid an award and then be able to start the project. I wish I could tell you that there's a definite specific time or something like that, but these are all kind of moving targets. And so just trying to coordinate with everybody to make sure we can get the best value is what we're really after.
Does the county design process allow some flexibility depending on what happens way down the road, pun intended, whenever the construction traffic of the developers are finished and the county can move on this construction?
Well, yes, and obviously the county owns a lot more of Arrington Road further to the south than the scope of this project as far as that goes. So being able to be sensitive to what's going on in the area as things develop, those things are all a function of the economy and the growth dynamic of Brazos County. And since most of that area along Arrington Road that's subject to future development or potential future development is in the city limits of College Station, it's a process of the developer working with planning and development services with the city of College Station, planning and zoning, and then council.
You're no longer a member of the College Station City Council, but having said that, do you foresee the possibility that this stretch of Arrington that's going to be rebuilt could eventually be annexed before the road construction even begins?
There's always that potential. But I don't think that with the fiscal constraints going to take place. Since the one good thing is that since 2015, I believe it was, there's legislation to where a municipality can annex up to a road, but they can't just leave the road. They have to take the road too. So going forward, as we grow, hopefully these types of situations, like you have on Rock Prairie, like you have on Greens Prairie, and Arrington Road, where you're in a more suburban, urban area, we'll be able to work together. And the city and the county are working together to figure out how we can best partner in those areas. But once we get past this, these types of things have been kind of left over since the 2015 legislation, then I think that we've got a clearer path forward.
While the purpose of this week's meeting was on this specific project, what else are you interested in your commission district dealing with road and other infrastructure improvements?
Wow. we probably need to leave that for another time, but there are always needs as far as that goes. I think one of the biggest concerns that we face is the current, as the judge mentioned at the Economic Outlook Conference, the current perspective from the Senate side of the state legislature relative to limiting revenue access for counties and cities.
You haven't had any requests then from developers or property owners in your district come and improve the road that I drive, which is not Arrington.
Which is that road?
No, I'm just asking as a general question, what if any requests have you received from other constituents outside of those who travel Arrington come and fix the road that I drive on?
Areas that come up, Reuter Road, south of the elementary school there, and the improvements that are there, the city's desire to have a crossing for that connects from the east side to the west side for across Union Pacific through the Welburn area. Those are always there. There are lots of them. And, we have a capital improvements plan with the county, and that process looks at not just in Precinct 1, but in all of the county, what the areas are where we need to allocate funds towards transportation infrastructure improvement, and that capital improvements plan is where we pretty much get the prioritization between that and other things that we've got to do with the county.
Unless you had unlimited funding, you'll never be satisfied with the capital improvements plan, but given the resources that the county does have, does the current plan strike an appropriate balance, if that's the proper way to phrase the question?
Well, let me just say this. I think that if you take a look at the fact that Brazos County has maintained a level tax rate of about 48.5 cents per hundred, and we have tried to be extremely fiscally responsible in looking at what the growth has brought. We're trying to maintain what we need, what the needs that growth brings, but the clearest significant threat to our community from the county's perspective more so, and also to a great degree the city's, is whether the legislature will place or continue to try to place limits on a revenue stream for cities and counties to do what the local folks say they would want to have done.
Anything else that I missed about updating the Arrington Road project in particular, or about county road improvements in general?
No, we kind of got off the scope of what the meeting was about, but I look forward to having more meetings where we are doing these types of projects on our capital improvements plan, and just communicating with the public to where they know what's where the status is on projects, and if there are any questions, would please feel free to call me, or to call, particularly if it's a Precinct 1 issue area. But hearing from people in the community and being able to address their concerns, get their input about what our future is going to look like, that's my top priority.